the last room at the dealership, what add-ons at signing actually cost. You negotiated the car price, and then you are walked into one more room, the finance office, where the extras get sold. Protection packages, warranties, coatings. Here is why add-ons cost more than their sticker suggests, and the one question that puts you back in control. The simple version. After you agree on a car's price, the deal moves to the finance office, and that room has its own products to sell. Extended warranties, paint and fabric protection, tire packages, security etching, service plans. Some of these products have legitimate versions. The problem is where and how they are sold. Priced at a heavy markup, presented as routine paperwork, and, most expensively, rolled into your loan so you pay interest on them for years. Why an add-on costs more than its sticker? An add-on quoted at $900 does not cost $900 if it is financed. Fold it into a 6-year car loan, and you pay interest on it the entire term, so the true cost is the price plus years of finance charges. And because it raises your loan balance without raising the car's value, it deepens the gap between what you owe and what the car is worth, the underwater problem that makes trading in or totaling the car more painful later. The common ones decoded. Extended warranty or service contract. Coverage beyond the factory warranty. The same coverage is often sold outside the dealership for much less, and you can usually buy it later rather than at signing. Paint, fabric, and undercoating protection. High-margin products whose value is widely questioned. A factory finish already comes warrantied. VIN etching and security packages, often available elsewhere for a fraction of the finance office price, or skippable. GAP coverage, covers the gap between your loan and the car's value if it is totaled. This one has a real use if you are underwater, but the dealer version is frequently far more expensive than the same coverage from an insurer. Nitrogen tire fill, wheel packages, appearance bundles, convenience items priced like protection. The real cost lens. Picture $2,000 of add-ons folded into a $30,000 loan over 6 years. You leave with a $32,000 balance on a car worth the same as it was an hour earlier. You pay interest on that extra $2,000 for the full term, you are further underwater from the first mile, and most of the products could have been bought later, cheaper, or not at all. Nothing about the car changed. Only the debt did. An add-on rolled into the loan costs its price plus years of interest, and it deepens how far underwater you are. The car did not change. The debt did. The one question that cuts through it. Ask for the out-the-door price in writing, every fee and every add-on itemized before you sign anything. That single document turns a monthly payment conversation back into a total cost conversation, and it makes every add-on a visible line you can decline one by one. You are allowed to say no to each of them, and no to all of them, and the deal on the car does not change. What this means? The finance office runs on speed, fatigue, and the monthly payment frame. Slowing down beats all three. Get the itemized out-the-door number, decline what you did not come to buy, and if a product genuinely interests you, price it outside the dealership before paying the captive audience markup. What this is not? This is not a claim that every add-on is worthless or that any specific dealer acts in bad faith. Some products have legitimate versions and real uses. This is not advice on whether to buy any particular product or car, and not a recommendation of any insurer, warranty company, or lender. The dollar figures are illustrative arithmetic. This is not a buy, sell, or hold signal, and it is not financial advice. Sources: Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, Auto Loan and Add-on Product Guidance. https://www.consumerfinance.gov/consumertools/auto-loan/. Federal Trade Commission, Understanding Car Add-ons Consumer Tips. https://consumerftcgov/media/79917.